It's the Daily Talk Show, episode 903.
Happy hump day, Gronks. What's happening? What's going on? How are we?
I'm exhausted.
Yeah?
Is it
the foot long that you ate? Too much carbs?
No, it's not the foot long.
Sent you to the floor?
No, I did actually lie down on the floor. We were just recording something. Funnily enough, we're recording something remotely where you sort of are directing the client and I'm just managing the production, and I had myself on mute. And I noticed that in the course of about 45 minutes, I farted twice. And every single time after doing it, I panicked. And I thought, have I muted myself? Because wouldn't it be annoying midway through production saying, is someone farting in the audio?
I can imagine a few more annoying things that you could get done for mid-call.
Yeah,
which is like what happened to the New York Times journalist.
That wasn't the New York Times journalist.
New York Times. Who was it? It was someone. It was someone at a big media outlet that got caught masturbating on camera,
Which we have spoken about. No, but I just feel
more annoying.
All the social stuff at the moment, just being out and about in the real world. I was speaking to Tony from One Trick Tony. She's done too. I was like, mate, I think I'm about to have a meltdown. This is I think I'm feeling the most sort of, I don't know if anxious is just exhausted and a bit depressed since all of lockdown. I think this is like I'm at peak sort of fragility.
Well, I think it was mid-lockdown, if anything, that was riding high. Remember when you were dancing for an hour a day? Well, it lasted maybe 4 days, 2 or 3 days. Mm-hmm. But still, you were dancing and going hard.
Yeah.
It's been a while.
How obnoxious for people who were struggling in that moment. If fucking Josh Jansen does one more Instagram live where he dances like a fucking idiot, I'm done. Yeah, I mean, it's obnoxious, isn't it?
I got a text message from someone. It was like my brother or something. He's like, what's going on there? Like, just curious. just wanting curious. To know. Like, just need curious. To understand what's like going on.
Nothing to know.
Well, you've got the election happening right now as we speak. You know, I don't know where. If you go to different news outlets, you're going to have a different version of who's ahead.
So, really, is that the case? They're all doing the same numbers, aren't
people
they?
People speculating that Trump's coming back right now. Mm-hmm. Others saying he's clearly ahead, 213 to 118. Whatever that means, I don't even understand what this all means. And so I can only speak once it's done to tell you what who's won.
Okay.
And so it's all very confusing time. Scooter Derrick, he seems worried about the election, highly worried from his house in Coburg, or you know, wherever he is, Preston. There's a lot that people are taking on board for themselves in this time that if they probably decided not to worry about it, that'd be quite light.
Mm-hmm.
But that's what media does. That's what sort of being swamped with stuff. So this, yesterday, beautiful, beautiful warm day yesterday, wasn't it?
It was nice.
And Bodie had a big sleep, not always ideal, but he fell asleep in the car and then brought him inside and then he fell asleep on the couch. And I was like, this little kid's tuck it out. But I did. The kid just, if you promise him something, he does not let up. Just you said
do you think
that
he's? Do you think he's remembered the monster truck that I was going to send to you?
Oh, dude, he's been talking about it.
Has he really?
He wants his remote control monster truck.
Has he mentioned, has he said, Josh said?
No.
Has that come up?
But he just mentions the remote control gravedigger monster truck. So you better come through.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, well, it's not long. February 14, not long until his birthday.
It's his fourth. And I did promise him that I'd take him to the dirt jumps, which were locked throughout all of lockdown. And so he woke up and he hasn't asked to go to the dirt jumps in a while. So he woke up first thing, Dad, dirt jumps. I was like, mate, let's do it. It was like 6 p.m. It was late, but it's summer, so it's, you know, nice and bright still.
Mm-hmm.
Took him down to the dirt jumps, about 15 minutes away from our joint. And
15-minute drive?
Yeah, 15-minute drive. Mm. Too far to walk. And so I opened the boot to get his bike out, and I was like, oh, yes. In the boot was some camp chairs that I'd taken to Mr. 97's 21st birthday, episode 900. Mm-hmm. I was like, mate, this is genius. And so I got the camp chair out and I'm sitting next to the dirt jumps while he's fanging around. I'm looking at the election. I'm just like, what's going on? And just watching some live videos on YouTube. You know, yesterday it's more confusing than today. At least they're counting votes at the moment. The polls hadn't even opened then, but I was still curious. And hanging out there, we spent like hours there. And Bodie was sweating and he was ready to go home after it. And then I sort of walked over this mound where I didn't realize there was another dad sitting there. He fucking had a camp chair too. And he was on his phone looking at election stuff in the US.
Did you have a chat? Like,
nah, I actually spoke more to his son. His son reminded me a lot of what you would have been like as a kid.
Really? What was he doing?
Just talking shit.
What was he saying?
He's like, oh, he'd go up to the top of the jump and he'd be like, oh, so usually I don't have this bike, I've got another bike. Like just entering into conversation, just, I mean, brakes aren't on this one. Yeah, do you want to watch me? Can you watch me jump this? And he was like seven and he was just getting me to, it was cute. He was getting me to watch him do jumps. And then he came up again. He's like, mate, my birthday next week, I'm getting a, I just feel like you would have entered into long sort of, like threaded convos. He's like, next week, my birthday, I'm getting a smaller bike, the 32-inch frame. Usually, I could jump from here all the way to the flat bit. And at this point, I'm like, you're absolutely talking out your ass.
Did you say that?
No, I was entertained. I ended up getting up and walking with him to watch him jump this fucking jump.
This kid. I understand.
But he just had your vibes all over him. It was cute. Mm. He was cute. Very innocent, but it's just, yeah, it was cute.
Annoyingly.
But we're all the same. We're all in the same basket. There's all the parents. They're all sitting around on the camp chair watching their kid ride their bike while looking at the election. It's tough times.
Yeah, I mean, I did more steps. I had one of my biggest days of steps yesterday, and it's not even the October step challenge anymore.
Oh, you want to talk now that your steps are up? You want to talk steps? Let's talk steps. Because mine are down.
How many steps did you do yesterday?
I'll give you this because you want to. You're probably who's winning this month.
Oh yeah, how do you find out month?
You just press month.
Oh yeah, sure.
So there's day,
what's
week.
Yeah,
month.
What's the average?
November average.
Yeah,
4,300.
7,800.
So you're killing it. You're absolutely killing it. Can you swipe across to see the average for October?
October was 5,096.
5,096. Gotcha.
It's not great.
Gotcha.
But no, I did. No, walked for how many steps? 17,979. Good amount of walking. Big day.
Got your Melbourne Cup steps in.
Yeah, we were hanging out with Sevs and Grace, and then we're like, you haven't really seen Melbourne before. Let's go to the walk past the MCG, go to the CBD. Right. Get a Janine's favourite at Boost Juice at Flinders Street, then walk along, go to South Bank, and then we were there. Then I was like, we're not that far from Port Melbourne, doing a walk to Port Melbourne. Walk to Port Melbourne as well. But I'm terrible at communicating how long things take because I said,
a big walk.
I said 20 minutes from like CBD. But then as I was walking, I was thinking, I think it took me 45 minutes when I lived in Port Melbourne to go to Invato, where I used to work in the city.
But it takes 15-20 minutes on a tram, let alone.
And I don't do tram. They were asking a bit. There was a lot of sort of references of the tram, but I just couldn't bring myself to go on it.
And so there's always the committing, oh, we're almost there, we may as well keep
going.
Yes. But once you're there, then you realise that you got to come home. How did you get home?
We booked an Uber XL. It's the only way that you can get four people into an Uber at the moment because you can't just get your standard Uber because you can't have someone in the front.
How big is this thing? What is this thing?
30 something bucks. It was just like a four-wheel drive, but it had a back, as we used to say as kids. Back. Did you say back?
Oh, get in the back.
The back,
the small back seats.
Yeah.
Like, is that...
And so Bree went in the back, and then we, you know, split an Uber. So that was nice, but I'm definitely feeling it today. I learned something interesting last night when I was watching YouTube. COVID, right? Do you either have COVID or you don't have COVID, or are there varying levels of having COVID?
Can I lock in C, varying levels of COVID?
Correct. That would be B, I think.
Yeah, I couldn't tell how many you'd gone through.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, so...
Don't have COVID.
Yeah, so it's two options. You can either... It's the on-off switch or it's a varying amount of COVID.
Yeah, varying amount, but then... Which is throughout the whole time. So that's where they're saying you have X amount of virus, which I don't understand. It's like, did someone do a half sneeze and you only got half of this?
Well, this is why the video was saying that masks are effective because it actually can control how much, like even if you get the virus, how much virus you get. But okay. I thought that was interesting. So what I thought was how many symptoms you had, or like how severe your symptoms were just based on like your response of the virus, versus it's actually to do with how much virus you have as well.
Mm. And so what were you watching? How did
just
you
watching
end up
a
there?
YouTube video. Also watched, so before we went to the city and we were just at home in the aircon, we were watching videos of the Secret Service.
Oh, some of my favourite. Mm-hmm. Some of my favourite. I'm obsessed at the moment, like looking at Trump's Instagram, where he does more of the behind the scenes stuff of like him walking in his plane, or like I just love the idea of like what's going on in that plane. Where he's in a room, right? But then there's other people in there that aren't really friends with him. They're probably just guards. But the Secret Service is fascinating. So even if he doesn't win tomorrow, he still will have Secret Service assigned to him for quite some time. Did they reveal that in the docker?
So, well, all ex-presidents have Secret Service. Not only that.
But then it varies. It's almost COVID. How much Secret Service do you have?
Well, did you know that there's a special water-based Secret Service team?
Really?
So, if there's anything to do with the water of the president... is on a lake or on a boat, there is a special Secret Service team that specializes in water-based activities, which I thought was interesting. The other interesting thing, so president going to an event, so you sort of, they work out where the closest hospital is. That's not too crazy. But then it's the job of the Secret Service to go to the hospital and get to know everyone that's at the hospital who's working. So in case of an emergency, they're completely across everyone at the hospital.
I'm pretty sure there is someone stationed there during the event.
Yes, like, there's an agent that stays there.
It's, man.
They have, there's so many things.
I know you don't like movies, but London Has Fallen. It's got Gerard Butler. Yes, it is. London has. Mm. London Has Fallen is, there's a few of them. There's Olympus Has Fallen and London Has Fallen. Gerard Butler, nice action film. It's got Morgan Freeman in it. Aaron Eckhart. And Gerard Butler is a Secret Service agent. Mm-hmm. But I was obsessed with it for a while after watching that, just understanding... like just seeing the security, but then even like looking at how they transport the vehicles. Mm-hmm. Like, no wonder the ego of Trump has, you know, run rampant. Like, imagine the reality of you have cars being shipped with you when you're traveling. It's like, I fucking can't even buy extra luggage. I don't have enough money. He's got an armored vehicle on some kind of cargo. Mm. Copter.
They stopped doing open air cars like convertibles after JFK
getting
shot in the head. But Yeah, there was. I learned so many things. I've forgotten most of them, but it was interesting. YouTube. Yeah,
I learned something, but I forgot it. That's their motto.
You learn something. You know, you got to learn. You know, all the different exit signs, all of that sort of stuff. It's good. The emergency, like looking at the emergency services. Like when I was at the fire brigade, they did an anti-terror. What did they call it? Was it anti-terror? Yeah. Drills in the Melbourne Central underground. Oh, yes. in Melbourne. And so 2 a.m. all of the police, fireys, ambulance, they basically ran simulations where they would have fake injured people on the train and they'd have to
really
sort it all out. Yeah, and I filmed it.
God, I mean, there's anything I like observing when the prison is walking, you're watching a real live footage of it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm always looking to see what the people are doing around.
We're like, trying to find the fake hand or whatever.
So what is that? So the fake hand is that they've actually got their hand in their jacket on a gun, mm-hmm, ready to go.
There was a secret. There's always the secret service agents that then get into writing a book, and they end up, you know, in these like.
Is it a bit bitchy? Like you're doing a tell-all.
Yeah, it does feel
Women's Weekly.
Yeah, it does seem a little bit tacky, but there was one guy that was showing how the secret service agents get very good. So imagine when Obama was president, he was going into all these different places and people would be hugging him and things like that. And the Secret Service agents learn how to remove the people's arms without the president or the person even realizing. Which I feel like is slightly hyperbolic, because when you see it, they literally just grab their arm. But the way that he sells it in is it's like they don't even realize.
All right, I found 14. This is called 14 Secrets of Secret Service Agents.
Great.
Number one, they travel with bags of the president's blood.
Mm-hmm.
Number two, they make sure the president is never alone, even in the bathroom. All right, come on, mate. Just fuck it. Just want to take a dump.
Mm-hmm.
Number three, they interview potential assassins.
Well, so this is a whole thing. Do you remember Kathy Griffin, the comedian?
Yeah.
She had a huge issue because what did she do? She dressed up she had a severed head of Donald Trump.
Yeah.
And it really fucked with her life. Like she's
because after she did it.
Yeah. There's a whole like anyone that makes a threat to the president gets investigated. That's what they say.
Well, it's hard because you're also the threat was towards the host of The Apprentice. And so it's hard because there's, you know, a bit of column A, a bit of column B. Number four, they can be ordered to protect anyone. Number five, they film the president in case something happens. So like all events filmed. Number six, the food is under constant surveillance.
Mm-hmm.
Like I've heard and I've seen, there's like Barack Obama coming into a restaurant and you see like there's a burger that looks like he's going to eat, but he mm-hmm. never ate it.
Yeah. It's, I think like, you watch the same YouTube doco that I did. Because yeah, they
there's
do
probably
talk
one
about
good
that.
One that's racked up mm-hmm. a whole bunch of views.
Yeah.
And it's this one, number seven, hotels hate them. When the president travels, the Secret Service kicks into overdrive, scouting hotel destinations in an attempt to control a foreign environment. Hotel employees will be in contact with the government entourage, a subject to background checks. That's right, yeah. Everyone
if you've ever been hotel, to jail, if you've got a criminal record, you're asked to stay home. They get a repair person who repairs elevators that are there on site. So if an elevator dies midway through, they can get it fixed straight away. It's a lot of work.
Wow. This one, they tend to pick up new hobbies. Because the president is never without an escort, Secret Service agents are often forced to learn new hobbies So, for instance, like the running.
Mm-hmm. Golf, like I could imagine, runs, with Trump.
There's a lot of time by the Secret Service currently that have spent on a golf course.
It'd be good fun. I wonder, like, you're going to make yourself big if you're if they're getting shot. Who was the president that was shot? That Reagan was Reagan shot.
He didn't die though.
No, he didn't die. So 1981, President Ronald Reagan was shot and wounded by John Hinckley, which was interesting because the reason why Hinckley did it was because he'd watched a film where the protagonist was impressed by a guy who did some sort of political crime. And so anyway, this dude was into Jodie Foster, the actress, and he thought that he would impress her. And so he shot the president. And so he didn't actually... He served hardly any time, I think, because he was... they thought he was insane.
He probably was. I mean, you think about it. There hasn't, not that you know of, been an attempt on any of the previous presidents that we've heard about. I mean, there's probably been... I mean, there's things like anthrax were sent to the... intercepted going to the White House recently in Trump's administration. I'm sure there's been a bunch of stuff, but you just... It doesn't serve to help. Like, it promotes, once people know that they're getting close to doing something, it's almost promoting other people to go, fuck, I'll try that.
Copycats. I mean, the systems and processes that are then developed, like with the Ronald Reagan shooting, what they learned is that you need to keep the limo car door open. Because, so if the president is near the limo, you'll see that the protocol is... the door is always open. And the reason it is because if someone tries to shoot or something like that, there is an easy way to retreat. Because I believe that with the Reagan, the footage I think I saw, that they didn't have it open. And so, you know, you're risking valuable minutes there because they're having to, you know, open the door.
What would you rather be, a Secret Service agent or a Navy SEAL, an elite Navy SEAL?
As in, do I have the physicality that I have now, or I would take
You wouldn't pass. I would. We wouldn't pass. This is.
I mean, but the thing is that sometimes you see the classic thing where it's, you know, they had to do the beep test. They get in and then they start eating hot dogs. What would I prefer to be? Navy SEAL seems cooler. The problem with the Secret Service is, I feel like it's secret, and so there would be, you wouldn't necessarily get to talk about it that much. Some of them also seem a bit dorky. Those sunglasses they wear, dorky.
Well, I think that you can't tell them apart. That's probably why.
Is that what they're doing?
Well, they shave their head, a lot of them. They all have a similar vibe. Mm-hmm. And so they're all just suits, just blending in. But you always know because they've got their hand up to their face. Just you'd probably be, you're definitely going to be more likely to be seen as a Secret Service agent over. I mean, the people that get into it don't want it. Most of them don't go on to talk about it. Mm-hmm. It's like,
I remember I thought about doing something years ago, going into the army to do video stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I think there'd be something interesting in being the internal media of that type of thing. Like, even when I was at the fire brigade, I got to do a bit of that, going to fire calls or... And I'm definitely... It is my personality. Think about when the fire... Like, anytime there's sirens, I'm getting my camera out and trying to film something. And I wish that we had that... is it called Citizen? I can't remember what the app is US. Where it will...
I was actually...
You know, show all the different emergencies that are around.
And I mean, I was listening to a podcast with the founder of it. Mm-hmm. I think it was on This Week in Tech, and that app is like allows people.
Why
to...
Why were you watching This Week in Tech?
Oh, it was a while ago. I thought I would just have a listen to this bloke, and then it was like a recap show, and they had, I think, the person who founded Citizen. Mm-hmm. It was like an app where in America you can, if there's a crime, you can report on it in the app. It sort of pulls all the info. People can start videoing. So if there could be like seven angles of this one crime that then streamed, and so there's more evidence. And they started it. It seems like a good intention. It actually has helped a lot of people prove and get police to act in the moment, because they see someone like, I'm streaming to this, and then they're like, mm-hmm. Oh, fuck, we got to do something here. So it's accountability. But no, it could – I mean, people probably also just use it as a YouTube rabbit hole thing.
What
have we got in the neighborhood?
Instagram, but a little bit more negative, if that's possible. I did really think, how about this? Facebook. Can I talk about this? I wonder if I'll get in trouble. Facebook has completely removed my mate's Facebook ads account. Completely. They rely heavily, business, on using Facebook ads. Just completely delete it. Not giving any giving no reason. It's like, it is really scary when you think about how much these platforms have control over local businesses.
They got you by the gonads. I got a message from someone who listens to the show, and their friend had their Instagram account removed, their business Instagram account, and she's a wedding celebrant coming into the busy season. Weddings are starting to open back up. That is the business. It's the exact same case as you. It's like that is her ability to earn money as an independent, a small business. And what you're talking about is the bizarre thing is, it's like, hey, we're up for spending money. We want to give you money. You've actually shut off our ability to hand over cash. And so at that point, they're not worried about a little bit of money from old mate over here. Well,
Do you know how much Biden and Trump have spent on Facebook ads?
In this year or just this like year? The last 3 months sprint?
Or
this
year? Just this year, yeah.
10 mil each?
100 mil each.
Is that 100 million?
Yeah. So there's something. God. So I was looking at this the other day. There was a great video by a guy named Noah Kagan. Noah has a site called AppSumo, and he did a deconstruction of the different ads that Joe Biden has done and also Donald Trump, and he sort of compares them. But I'm just looking at it now because I will check it out. There's a thing called the Ads Library. Do you know about this?
The Ads Library, where Facebook. You can see other people's ads that they've run. So you can
Facebook.com /ads/library. So if you go there, I'm just going to try it now. I didn't try this. So I've typed in Donald J. Trump comes up. And so you can see a bunch of details there. Tells you the page name. Where is the price? Where is the amount that's spent?
Oh, they tell you how much was spent.
Yeah, yeah. Issues in politics, Facebook. Yeah, it was interesting. I'm going to try another one. Let's go McDonald's.
Man, that's a lot of money. 100 million each.
They're crazy.
Oh, God. And then that's the big players. And so then you look at other big players like
That's interesting.
For Google.
So it doesn't so in the Australian stuff it says this is why I can't see it, I don't think. So McDonald's says spending by this page on ads related to social issues, elections or politics. We don't have aggregate spend data for this page in Australia. Changing this country filter may return different results. Okay. So let's try all
US.
Go save. Here you go. And if we have a look, you can see all different ads that McDonald's are running in different places. But what was really fascinating about it was the it actually shows you where the different campaigns are being run. So where they're swing states or where, they're trying to get more votes. They would be pushing specific ads to those places, where they would even change up the content in big ways to be very targeted. But it is an interesting, yeah, the ad library stuff I think could be quite interesting as a way of learning about how different brands are marketing.
Oh, yeah. I mean, they're I'm just so confused by the US election stuff. It's so confusing.
Yeah.
Do you think Americans are confused as well, other than just understanding the want to get Trump out for a lot of people? It's not even like it's – there's two things going on. There's the don't vote for Trump. Mm-hmm. We want anyone but Trump. And then Biden kind of he's been left by the wayside in terms of what he's actually going to do, because it's get old mate out at all costs. And so,
it's very confusing.
Very confusing.
This is fun though.
Anyway,
different ads.
We should wake up tomorrow, Australian time, and there should be a new president, potentially.
No.
Potentially.
I think that's very unlikely from what they're saying. Yeah, more than likely it will take weeks, potentially months.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Gee. So it doesn't have that nice, you know, landing on a decision. It's
how annoying.
Yeah. So that's not ideal, isn't it?
Oh, jeez.
Anyway.
I mean, there's a few live podcasts that'll be going for 3 weeks.
Well, they already, you mentioned the Joe Rogan one. That one's already finished.
That's finished?
Already got over it.
I could imagine. Yeah.
Send us an email. hi@thedailytalkshow.com. How are you going? How are you going with, if you're in Australia, how are you going with the easing of restrictions? Are you you feeling anxious like me? Are you feeling a bit stressed?
Particularly in Victoria.
Yeah. What about in England? How are you guys going? Let us know. You're entering into lockdown. France as well. A bunch of different places.
How are you going, France?
Yeah. Great. All right. Well, enjoy the rest of your day, everyone. We'll see you tomorrow. Have a good one.
See you guys.